What's up, everybody? Welcome. You know who it is, and this is Tell It How It Is, No Filter, episode 213. What's going on? Thank you for joining me. I always appreciate it. Let me jump right in. So, switching things up a little, keep it interesting. Pet peeve of the week first. Places that only accept cash and their outrageous ATM fees. So, business is business. If you start a business, open a business, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your due, but I would advise you have the option of cash or card. It's just the most convenient for your customers. I understand there's situations where you must use cash only.
I don't know. I always be feeling like this is a little crooked, but is it?
We good. We rocking. My fault. Yeah, I always feel there's a situation where you always have a choice. But I don't particularly own a business. I don't know what that's like. But advisable that you have both options. But anyway, when there's a place that only accepts cash, now you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Of course they have an ATM machine. And those fees is always outrageous. Come on, guys. So, you know, what's one thing that's inconvenient that is only cash? Two, you're really gonna like have the machine take half in fees? Or we have to go find another ATM location. So, not going to dwell on this too long. That was just something I experienced this week, and I don't like that. Give the customer the option. Don't force their hand. Cash is becoming obsolete slowly but surely. We would always need it. Now, I am old school, and to a certain extent, you should keep some type of cash on you or access to it. But everything is becoming digital, everything is technical, everything is card phone. Sometimes you don't even need the physical card. You could just use your phone to pay for stuff. So I'm gonna need businesses to adjust, adapt, and get technical, and you know what I'm saying? Rise to the occasion. Good luck in all business endeavors. Done. When men are physically attracted to a chick they don't even like, this is just pure proof that sex is that important for guys, the access to it, as much of it as possible. There's no age variance, really. I mean, as we get older, fellas, it may slow us down a little bit, but deep down in your core and biology, you're going to always crave and want it. So I'm not surprised at this line because it doesn't take much to get an erection and get one off. You should be choosy. You should be picky. But a nut is a nut sometimes. You know what I mean? I mean, ladies, really very few can even understand or grasp that. It's not so much like co-signing something barbaric. Is just biological. You know, if you get a guy that has surpassed that, God bless, you know, but it's against his biological nature to not want that. You know, I'm not gonna get into the whole realms of relationships and commitment. This was just a general statement. And, you know, a lot of us still have a hormonal boost, where this is just a crave, that it's just always a crave, man. You know what I'm saying? So I've had phases. Look, I don't hate ice cream. I don't love ice cream, but there's phases where I just want ice cream. You know what I'm saying? Like literally ice cream for real, not being subliminal. But that statement is just, it is what it is, fellas. Do not really analyze it or feel you're out of place for finding yourself in that predicament. You know what I mean? It's just biological. Men can be physically attracted to women they don't even like on a personal level. Fair enough. All right, I'm zooming. Finding out the cheating was long ago or recent, and the effects in both cases. Fellas, we find out as last week, 5 years, I think our emotional is as strong and structural that we are. I think emotions kick in the high gear with this type of news. So whether it was recent or not, I feel we 0 to 60 the same. We feel the same violation, and it's just we see red and black. Red and black. There's some women who can join the list and say they too would feel the same exact way. But let's break this down in an analytical way without emotions being in the forefront. So my analyzation is the long time ago shit is like, damn, you was holding that for all of that. You really looked more devious. You looked more scandalous because you would have just took that to your grave. I mean, we on that side of the coin. I know others would say, well, if it's not found out, you could tuck it. Maybe you regretted it. Maybe it was a one-time thing. You're not trying to go back there. You didn't really keep in contact either. And, you know, you slipped up, no doubt. But it's not about that right now. The point is, that is more devious than something recent. And then you can still pick apart the recent, like, are you confessing it or they just got found out and it's recent? Because it's so many ways that you could just keep saying scandalous, because if it was long ago, you finally confessed or you finally got found out, that's scandalous. If it was recent and it got found out, that's scandalous. The only way out of this is if it was recent and you confessed. It's still scandalous, but that is the best play. Recent and confession. If it's recent, you didn't confess, you got found out, that's just as scandalous as if it was years ago and you never said shit and it got found out. But I do know there's a window, it depends on the relationship, partner, etc., that if you do come to a conclusion that you want to confess, I don't know how much of a window you have to turn something not so recent anymore because you dwelled on it for so long that you don't even know whether you should say it or not now. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like the G-Dep thing. Did he confess to some murder he thought after 20-odd years? I'm not going to clown or really criticize that situation. I'm just giving you an example. But I just gave you your best out. Your best out, if you're going to say something, is recent and as soon as possible. I'm not advising taking it to the grave. I'm just telling you what it looked like if you do and it gets found out. They're all scandalous except recent and a confession. You know what I mean? But yeah, you can analyze it like, damn, you really sat on that? The recent does kind of take first place in the scandalous because you've been kikiing, sitting up in my face, acting regular degular, and you know you got a body on your hands. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty foul, ladies and gents. So there's no way out of that. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people hope for and pray that they can just hold that one. But it's wrong in all senses. And I'm sorry, even if you listen and do the recent and confession, you still run the risk of the same consequences. Some relationships are that strict, one and done. I know for the fellas, can you really get upset? Because I know that most of us is on that type of time. We don't play. We have like this loyal thing about us where we just want our chick to be loyal. So something like that happens, it's like we're detached almost immediately. So fellas, you may have to eat that same reality. Even though women, you could kind of maybe talk something out, see if something could work out. And that's dope if y'all can get past that. But if the woman reacts in the same regard as we do, you can't really be mad. And like I said, that could come at any juncture. With you confessing right away, with you taking a long time then confessing, or never confessing and it's found out, you run the same risk. And the fellas, again, if you're aware how serious we take that, we can't really be mad if a female tries to mirror our actions. So that's my take on that. All scenarios are looked at scandalous except recent and confession, both parties. I'll be back with part two.